So this is Raphael and Yvonne with our special guest, Chrissy Gall. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi.
And we are here live at the WCI 2023 conference. Hi, Chrissy. I know you just arrived a little bit ago.
Yes, I made it in on time. I actually came in a little bit early.
Awesome. Well, that's...
And I brought you something special.
Yeah, so Chrissy is opening up a bottle of Prosecco as we speak. I'm going to see if we hear the pop. Oh, nice. Oh, and it's flowing over. Woo!
Oh, no, we're good. I'm a pro.
This is a first
for Deconstructing Comp. But you know what? It's the end of the day. We've already had several episodes, and so this is the perfect way to finish this day with Chrissy and with a little toast, because we have lots to toast about.
Yes, we do.
I can't show up empty-handed to the end of the day.
Oh, thank you. So cheers.
How awesome.
It's good, too.
It's nice. Very good. Thank you.
It tastes better being with you, too.
Aw, what a special treat. So, like I said, we're live, but Chrissy, where are you joining us from? Where did you fly in from today?
I flew in from New Jersey. So, we have offices in Miami. We have offices in, two offices in New Jersey, Florham Park and Wall, New Jersey, which is, like, closer to the Jersey Shore. So, I came in from the Jersey Shore.
Awesome. So, thanks for joining us today, and I'm happy to see you. Chrissy's a friend, and... we've done some fun stuff together. So today we're going to talk just a little bit about, so we're at the conference, so WCI, and you've been to the gala before. So we just finished our Give Kids a World Gala, and I know you donated some things to the silent auction, and thank you for that. So I don't know if you heard, but we met our milestone goal.
Oh, great.
We did hit our $1 million mark for 10 years. So we were very excited about that.
Well, we should pop another bottle.
So cheers to our $1 million.
Wow, yay. That's so generous.
It really is. What an incredible...
And the gala was amazing. We had Natalie on earlier. She did the Crowns for a Cause.
Great.
There were, oh, it's another fundraising component of it. There were so many things. We brought the princess dresses back. Anyway, it was a great time. We missed you. You were very missed.
Sorry,
people were asking if we understand. There's
next
a lot
year,
going
though.
On. But...
And we did. I think we put a package together for one of the raffle prizes.
You did.
It was a pickleball.
Yes. So I'm glad you mentioned pickleball, because that's going to work its way into this conversation.
It just did.
So tell us about pickleball. You've got a lot going on when it comes to pickleball.
I mean, I'm pickle obsessed. But I used to play tennis, and so I'm sure that, you know, the transition from tennis to pickleball is not so far off.
Nope.
But actually what I've liked about it is that when we talk about, you know, burnout, to me, that type of activity is a perfect thing, because you're learning something new, you're challenging yourself in a different way, but, you know, it just is an hour to 2 hours where I'm not thinking about anything else other than what's happening in front of me.
That's great.
And I feel like that's just one of the things that helps me from a mental perspective. Just, you know, then I can either, you know, refresh my thinking on something, and you know, it just kind of clears the slate so that I'm not burnt out. It gives me that outlet. And so I am a little bit obsessed. I'm also highly competitive. So,
gee,
if you didn't know that about...
How many
surprised?
Other people do you know that are highly competitive? No, I'm not surprised at all.
Are we all highly competitive? All three of us?
I would say so. But, you know...
That's always the fun part of it.
I don't think we've mentioned this on this podcast yet, that my husband is also pickleball obsessed.
He's obsessed, and he's good at it, too.
He's really good at it.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
And tell him I'm coming for him.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do
I think
we're going to have a pickleball gathering of some kind.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. I'm on it.
Let's do it. All right. So, Chrissy, what's going on? I know that you're just arriving, and we're here at the conference. It's already building. We can hear the dull roar today out in the lobby bar outside, but it gets to be where you can't even hear each other talk. So what are your goals for the conference this year?
So this is always a great conference, number one, because it's great to see everyone again, and I feel like the conferences in general are now back, right? We had that little bit of a lull, and even in the last couple of years, we've been trying to pick back up and start to see each other. But I feel like this is one of the first years you can feel the vibe where we're back.
We're back.
Past COVID, and everyone's, I think, you know, back to normal. Mm-hmm. That's at least the sense that I'm getting. So one is just engaging with everybody and seeing everybody, finding out what, you know, the educational content here is also great, very focused on the trends.
Mm-hmm.
I love that WCI always has a theme. mm-hmm. the get in the game theme as we're talking.
Yes.
Trust me, I was trying to pull out a ball. I was trying to pull out a pickleball. I guarantee there is something here, though.
She's so good.
We didn't do it, but I guarantee someone's going to have... I would love to put pickleball in our booth.
That would be awesome.
I know. I think people would be playing all day.
I would be one of them.
We'll see.
In soon time.
No, we're gonna take this off track and talk for too long, but yeah, that's one of my big things. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I actually think that's the future of conferences. Because, I mean, this is a great conference. We bring a lot of people together. But, you know, I think we have to kick up the engagement a little bit.
Right.
And what a great way to do that, right?
Yeah.
That would be a great thing to do in the exhibit hall. Have a booth that has a little mini pickleball court. And just, like, you know, whack away, man.
Right?
There might be some fights breaking out, though. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot to think through on it. But I have been trying to figure out a way to make it happen. And I do. I love how WCI actually has a theme. They urge people to kind of, like, increase that engagement. So I bet you'll see some of it here. But yeah, this is always a great conference just from it has the best of both worlds in terms of the social engagement as well as the content and the education. I'm interested to see the keynote speaker tomorrow, Bill Walton.
Yes.
So that'll be a cool one.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see some of the themes that the other companies bring through in their booths.
Awesome, awesome. So what else? So I know that you've got a lot to do and this is a shorter time for you. So... what else have you got going on? What's going on at Caris Partners? What do you got? You guys are always doing something interesting. You're a partner with Work Comp Central, so I appreciate your support and all that. But what's cooking?
I mean, and you hear this from me all the time. We're super busy. We're growing. And for me, I'm in marketing, right? The last 3 months, I've actually been onboarding a lot of young people onto my marketing team. So
love to hear that.
Right. Me so we too. Talk about a little bit about the talent gap, and we've been really making a lot of strides to help to close that talent gap. We have a big internship program that we've had since 2017 that's mm-hmm. grown year over year. This year we had over 25 interns across all of our different departments. So finance, sales, marketing, data analytics, you name it, operations, IT. So we have interns in all of our different groups, but what I actually like about this program is that we hire a lot of our interns out of it. So I have
That's awesome.
3 employees this year who have all graduated from college and were part of our internship program. So they were interns, they graduated, mm-hmm. and then they came and worked for us as full-time employees. So I've been onboarding a lot of people into my marketing department and getting them trained up. But, you know, what I like about it is that, two of my individuals that graduated in the spring, 2 of the girls that came on board, they've interned with us for over 2 years.
Wow.
And so they already have that kind of base of knowledge of not only our company, what our mission, vision, values are, they get the culture, but they also know about the industry because they've been learning about it every year. So, when I talk about onboarding, there's kind of this runway that gets shortened because they've already been with us.
How awesome.
It was
awesome. I love that. It really is. Because that's the best of all worlds. You know them, they know you. You already know their capability. You've already sort of begun to train them.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Like,
that's the best.
So I want to unpack that a little bit because I know you've talked about that with me, you know, over the past few years that I've known you. How does that, who's behind that? I know somebody at the executive level has to be pushing that. So I want to know, talk to us about what it's like to put together a program like that, to get the executive buy-in and to act, because it's a lot to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything like that, when you got 25 departments and 25 different projects going on, that's a lot of people to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, the brainchild behind it was top down. So our executives, so Joe, Tom, Kevin, all of our executives have supported it from day one. We actually had in 2017, which was the year after we had acquired Concordia Care, which was the managed behavioral health organization, we actually had about 7 interns just alone helping us doing the provider recruitment.
Oh, okay.
And so even from year one, we've had that support and that aim and that goal. We had a combination of both college level and high school level at that time,
wow.
which was really interesting. So we had worked with some of the local high schools. They have like Academy of Finance or Academy of, business. And so we were working with the local high schools to actually bring in some of the local talent. So even from day one, it's been a goal. And that was really almost before there was an identified talent gap. I think it just was something that, you know, our executives saw as opportunity and wanted to make sure that we were supporting bringing, you know, younger individuals in and starting to expose them into the industry and what we do.
That's amazing.
So
I love that.
It's been cool to see it grow, but like I said before, I think the conversion rate, to see that there are, I think 25% of our interns will come back and work for us. And so that not only shows that it's not just them, you know, doing something, going through, but like that they actually are interested in working in this industry.
Making an impression on them and they want to come and work.
Right.
That's awesome.
One of the things that we hear consistently, there's a few things, and actually from 2017, there's been a change in how we do it. So back in 2017, they all had to come into the office. When COVID hit, imagine.
Right.
Now, we had a pretty large intern group that year, and I remember, you know, like a light switch, it all went remote. And so when I'm working with marketing interns, it's a little bit different because every day, every project is different. You can't just train someone once and say, now go run with this the rest of the summer. Like we can do with provider recruitment a little bit. Yeah. You know, there is a training, but then it's like, okay, go do, and now just repeat. So with marketing, it's a little bit different. In COVID, it was tough because everybody was remote, so we had to very quickly figure out a way to kind of give them that face time, even though we were virtual. And that's where we started working with Microsoft Teams, became our program of choice. But, you know, I really do find that the face-to-face is still so important.
Yes.
And so now we're back to this hybrid work environment where we're, you know, 2 to 3 days in the office, and then, you know, we can work from home for a couple of days. I also think too, having different, we have Miami, Florham Park, and Wall, you know, we're pulling talent from different places, and we're trying to figure out a way to make that internship experience consistent across the board. So what we've done is centralize some of the onboarding training so that it's not manager specific. We do one formal onboarding, and then we actually then, you know, people are let loose within their departments. But you know, really it was top down. And so it's been a gift. You talk about, what it takes. There are some challenges in terms of from marketing. You know, there's the FaceTime. I think I also talked about, you know, there's a little bit of training of different pieces, but it's really balanced by the individuals and their proactiveness. It's just been cool to see these young adults really grow, change, and evolve over time. And you become mentors to them.
Yes.
It's really interesting.
So mentoring is a big part of it, for sure. So Ralph?
I'm writing down because these are what fantastic ideas. No, really, because it's easy or easier when it's just one office. So for example, we've done the same thing. We intern a couple, just two, and that's hard enough for me, and hope that you're able to hire, but to have multiple geographic regions around the country to be able to bring in that many folks, 25 of them, and create a process where you're hitting all the same things throughout, right? Hard, really hard.
There are some challenges for sure,
Yeah, because sometimes one office wants to pull this way and the other one wants to go that way. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and each of the offices have like almost their mini cultures, right? Yeah. The Jersey Shore is very different from Miami, but really that's what balances the company, I think, too. And so, you know, we're very, we have a really good DEI program, and we're very culturally aware. And I think that it's actually made us all better because it's been a balance. And it brings in that that depth of thinking, too. That, you know, from a marketing perspective, I'm always looking to build a team that has, you know, we can't all be cookie cutter. I want a range of thinking and a range of, you know, discipline that people are going to be bringing to the table so that we can all collectively, you know, bring the best product forward.
That's great. That's cool. I love it.
we've always known you, right? You are truly one of our top professionals in the industry.
Nice of you.
No.
Are you saying that because I brought you champagne?
No, he's not saying that.
Right, you know it's not right. You really are, right? But just like, and Yvonne and I talk about this all the time, as we get to know you better through this conversation, like you're making that come to life even more so than ever, right? And that program, because I was going to ask you, how about DI? Is that injected into, right? Because when you're touching that many folks, 25 of them, right, when you're bringing on folks, you have an opportunity to then decide, what does your team look like? And what, like, diverse thinking and backgrounds can you add to the mix. And from a marketing perspective, you really want that.
Yeah. And I'm going to interject here because I know that can go off in a whole different trajectory, but it's a fascinating conversation. I want to just leave with the thought that why have we not seen, or have I missed it? I hope I haven't missed it. Why have we not seen you or Joe or any of the other folks on your executive team talking about DEI?
So we do have a strong DEI program.
Yeah.
And so we actually have a diversity council.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that I can probably cue you up for a follow-up conversation.
Yeah.
There's a quarterly newsletter that the council puts together. It's run by one of our individuals, one of our employees, Annabelle Rollins, but the council itself has over, I think, 30 members on it.
Wow.
From all of our different areas. And they'll, you know, it's one of the things that they actually actively ask people to participate in. So we do a quarterly newsletter, and that newsletter gets posted on our website.
Yep.
So each of the last newsletters will be there for you to see. We welcome new employees on it, but then they really go into detail into either what's coming up for the next quarter, what's been, you know, in the last quarter. There are little corners and spotlights where they go into, you know, recipes and history and,
nice.
You know, backgrounds. It's really that council, there's so much thought that goes into it, but it's really, it has a lot of substance behind
yeah.
it. And so, yeah, for our interns and any of our employees, it's really front and center. It's part of our mission, vision, values.
Yeah.
And so it's really important, but I think it's an acknowledgement of how the diversity does up the game and up the level of what we do as an organization. We're also very mission driven in terms of patient centricity. Like, it's a very patient centered approach what we tend to do. And so, you know, when it comes to individuals who are working with us, they do feel as if they are driven by a higher purpose and that they're able to then live some of that out in here. And I think that's one of the things that this industry has as an opportunity.
Yep.
You think about workers' compensation, the type of injuries and who we're working with, and, you know, the ability to kind of impact someone's family, an individual, whatever that is, you know, people take that seriously. And,
yep.
you know, they can see how they can really help. And so it really does kind of go hand in hand with not only career, but feeling driven by a purpose.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
You just hit about 5 points that are so important to us. But
I really do. It's so incredibly significant, you know. It's so meaningful because you're absolutely right. I mean, it matters as we serve by the clientele that we do.
Right.
It matters so incredibly to make sure that inside your own house, you're also worried about some concerns.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. But unfortunately, I mean, this has been fascinating. It's over already, but
Can I just give a shout out though? So, from a talent perspective, the Rise Professionals Group,
yes.
Which is Amy, you probably have spoken with her before, but that program is phenomenal. And I think we were exposed to it maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Our internship program is one of the top 50, and we love working with them. But the gala that they run,
mm-hmm.
The way that they acknowledge young professionals, but now they have, you know, they've got this mentorship program. The substance behind what they're building and what Amy's built is fantastic. So if anybody is really interested in focusing on talent gap and bringing in young individuals, look to the Rise Professional Group, because I think you'll find not only do they have the resources, but they might also have the individuals who are actually like actively in their network or and seeking out jobs.
That's awesome.
So just a little shout out.
Thank you for that. I know all about it. I have not yet attended myself because there seems to always be some sort of a conflict, but I will make a point to get to one of those soon.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit a lot of points that are important to us, so thank you for that. And you managed to work in pickleball.
And champagne.
And champagne. So I think this has been one of my, at least for today, man, this is like one
it's
of
just
my
Sunday,
top.
Right?
Yeah,
it's just
Sunday.
It's
conference hasn't even started yet. So cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. You guys do a great job. I want to thank you
so much.
And appreciate
awesome.
The time.
Thank you. So, so we're here at the WCI conference. Thank you, Chrissy. Chrissy Gall, if I didn't say it already, Vice President of Marketing for Caris Partners.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Chrissy, for
thank
your friendship
you.
And for your support.
Same.
Love
thank
working
you.
With you. And Raphael.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
What do we always
for all
say?
You do.
What do we always say?
Hasta
luego.
You guys are too much. I love it.